We have been lied to, big time. Without the globe model, you can't have a Big Bang. Without the Big Bang model, the theory of evolution can't even be considered. Without the theory of evolution, extraterrestrials seeding mankind is over. Without all these lies, people start thinking about the Creator. Who we are, where we came from. If we look at things, we're about to see. The truth versus lies. The world has given us so many lies, it's hard to even get your mind straight with everything that's going through. TV, radio, the internet. How do we know? We must read the Bible. We must get back to the basics. There are seven planets. Interesting, the Book of Enoch explains that the seven planets are actually the seven wandering stars, reserved for a place of judgment of utter darkness. We have been told that the universe is everything, and yet we know these are lies. If you look at everything that's happening with atheism, with science, we have been lied to. Join me on the journey. We will explain what are the planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars. We have been lied to. Big time. It's time to wake up. Time to come to the truth. Jesus Christ is Lord. The Book of Enoch Aramaic fragments were found in the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947. The displayed fragment described the heavenly revolt of the fallen angels and their descent to earth to cohabit with the daughters of men and to reveal secret knowledge to mankind, a story hinted at Genesis 6. What's interesting also about the Book of Enoch is the cosmology and the creation account, specifically with the stars, the sun, and the moon, as luminaries as they're described in the Book of Enoch. This book was not included in the canon of the Hebrew Bible, but it is quoted by and referenced by the Bible, like several other non-canonical historical books. These are considered of historical value, but the Bible is the standard for doctrine. Note there are several books that go by the Book of Enoch. Only the one referred to as First Enoch is the true one. Jesus himself referred to the Book of Enoch to the Sadducees, confirming its validity in Matthew 22:30, Enoch 15:6-7. When talking about the angels in heaven, this was a book it would be familiar with. The Book of Enoch goes into great, very minute detail of the heavenly luminaries, including the sun, moon, and stars, chapters 72-82. Enoch tells us plainly that the stars and wandering stars, planets, are a form of angelic beings, living stones of fire, as described also in the Bible. He tells us that seven of them disobeyed God and left their prescribed course. These are the wandering stars. For this they are punished. Jude 1:13, 1 Enoch 18:12-16, and 24. It's interesting that we have seven planets, so-called planets, in our solar system. We've been told that Earth is a planet, but this, of course, is a lie. If you include the other ones, we have the planets. As the ancients knew, these were wandering stars. It's interesting that the Book of Enoch explains that the wandering stars have transgressed God's laws and will be punished. They seem to be the ones that orbit in a different way than all the other stars. In 1 Enoch 33:2-4, I saw the ends of the earth whereon the heaven rests, and the portals of the heaven open, and I saw how the stars of heaven come forth, and I counted the portals out of which they proceed, and wrote down all their outlets of each individual star by itself, according to their number and their names, their course and their positions, and their times and their months. As Uriel, the holy angel, was with me, showed me. He showed all things to me and wrote them down for me. Also their names he wrote for me, and their laws, and their companies. That was 1 Enoch 33:2-4. Also, and behold, that abyss, I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw there 7 stars, like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven, and the stars which roll over the fire, as they which have transgressed the commandments of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them, and bound them till their time, when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years." Now it's interesting with the book Enoch explaining the wandering stars. We've been told all throughout our life that these are planets. Even our Earth is a planet. It is not. There was the sun, the moon, and also stars. Everything that we see in the sky, other than the sun and the moon, are stars. But the 7 wandering stars is where we'd like to focus the attention. It is incredible to think that the Bible even refers to these as living creatures. All the stars having names and particular set courses they must follow. God not only numbered the stars, but he named them. If you look in the Bible, you'll see where God numbers the grains of sand on the earth, but there's no names because they're not living. But the stars are living. This is where we have to look into it further. In Revelations 1:20, 2:1, and 3:1, stars are also specifically used to represent the angels of the 7 churches. The book of 1st Enoch refers to the stars, the sun, and the moon collectively as luminaries. The Bible describes the stars as stones of fire. As the lies continue with our universe in darkness, how men love darkness, and they would not come into the light. And we know that the space construct is all full of a vacuum, complete void of light. It's dark. It seems that everything revolved around having the space illuminated in our minds for a specific purpose, to show where we've come from, and also to hide God from people's eyes, as God is not needed when you have a big bang. The 7 stars, the luminaries, as we call them, planets, do have, of course, they have transgressed, and they are living. This is something that is interesting. This is something we'll have to look into further as we continue the study.